I'll figure it out.
Two. Yeah, we're good.
Well, let me give it a try. Two.
Let me try.
Two.
That's good. Oh, wow.
It's freaking good. I like the way that works.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Hayden Bleachmore.
And I'm Alexi Toliopoulos.
Oh, thank you for joining us, Alexi. Love it. Love to have you here.
It is actually my absolute esteemed pleasure to join these two gentlemen on this occasion. This is a beautiful, spontaneous record. Yeah, let the record show we planned this less than 2 minutes than from when you're hearing it.
Yeah, it's really...
Today was one of those days where I'm like, oh, time to do the old shut up a second scramble. I've not organized shit. Time to
hit up the group chat.
Out.
Who's free, please? Anyone, please.
Baby need to record. And whoa, Alexi was just sitting down in front of all of his podcasting equipment, and here
already
we are.
Ready to go, plugged in.
Yeah.
As I saw the message come in, my thought in my head moments before was, I should clean up all this podcast shit I got lying around. And then you gave me an excuse to procrastinate and riff, and I thought, bet I'm going to take this.
Turn that riff machine on. Let's crank it up. Today's topic, by the way, and so I meant to type, I meant to type bathtubs, because that was like the first random word that came to my head, but typo. I typed bathrubs, so today's topic is bathrubs.
No.
Okay.
Didn't you just do an episode called Rubber Dub Dub 3 Men in the Tub? That was like a week ago. It was a week ago.
We're at a rub train. We're at a rub ticket here, you know?
A rub ticket and a tub ticket.
It makes sense why autocorrect would betray you in this way. The last things you wrote was Rubber Dub Dub, and then you tried to write bathtub. Yeah, it makes sense.
Of course it's going to give me bath rubs, you know?
Why are you on such a bath kick?
I don't know. I like baths, I guess. Do you have
a bath in your house?
Of course I have a bath in my house.
When was the last time you soaked yourself in it?
I think it was literally yesterday. I had a nice soak in the bath.
How regular an occurrence are you jumping in the bath?
I reckon twice to three times a week I have a bath. Yeah.
You know, last time I saw you, I had a bath immediately afterwards. When I was visiting you in Melbourne.
Are the two related? Did you see me? I got to get in the bath.
It was immediately after I saw you. I was visiting you in Melbourne, and the hotel I was staying at had a bathtub in it. I went from seeing you too lush to buy a bath bomb to use the bathtub in the hotel.
So you're a bath bomb kind of guy?
Oh, you better believe it, brother.
I've never used a bath bomb.
Oh my God, Hayden, what are you doing? You never used a bath bomb before?
Well, I don't have a bath in my house that I'm renting.
Rent the hotel. Go Alexi style. Hold it
in your hand.
Do a little staycation. Get like a lot.
Okay, actually, Jackson's onto something. Get in the shower and get some cling wrap, or even if you've just got only the only thing nearby you is the shower cap one of your family members uses every now and then. Cut little holes in it, duct tape it with the little bath bomb inside it around the head of the shower.
Oh, yes!
I thought you were going to say is and put the shower, like put the shower cap over the drain and just let it fill up, then bath bomb away.
Okay, listen, innovation can be a two-step process. We've got two beautiful ideas here.
We'll run some tests. I'll do it my way, you do it your way, and we'll see who's more relaxed.
And I'll just hold it in my bare hands in the shower, like a wizard pondering an orb. Yeah, I'll just hold it as it dissolves away.
Beautiful.
That's how because the only time I've ever used a bath bomb, it really turned me off bath bombs because it was a cheap one. It was a bad one.
Oh, boy.
And it smelt kind of like chicken stock.
So I felt
like I was having a soup bath.
I think you used dehydrated chicken stock.
Yeah.
I just had a big stock cube in the bath.
Did it fizz? Because, from my limited understanding, you can get ones that fizz in exciting ways, right? They don't just all, like sometimes they explode or like a bit's burst out. Like, I don't know, like it gushes out.
Is this true, Alexi?
I've never seen anything gush.
Never seen a gusher?
I've seen fizz. Yes, let it be known. I've seen fizz.
Okay.
But I've not seen too many interesting fizzes.
Well, yeah, what about Hayden's exploding bath bomb?
Well, I thought that was an element. I thought, like, obviously the smell is a big element. Mm-hmm. The main element, I'd say. And then the colour is also pretty secondary.
Yeah, colour is awesome.
But then there's also the theatre, the presentation of how the bath bombs. Yeah. And I feel like I've seen one where you put it in and it does whirly-durlies. Like, you know those fireworks that spin around?
Oh, that's cool.
You know those horrible ones that make the worst noise?
Yeah.
Do that.
Well, I think it's maybe in your mind you've exaggerated what they can possibly do.
I've created this as an element to bath bombs is they fizz in interesting ways.
Yeah, well, I think maybe some do. Maybe there's some that are more gimmicky than others. But, you know, because you've never had the beautiful experience of seeing one, your imagination has run wild with all the possibility.
I've seen a lot of glitter in them too, but that seems...
Yeah.
I would never use one of those because, you know, glitter will stick to you.
It's just tiny bits of plastic. Terrible.
Exactly. Yeah. Microplastics are a a mega menace, I would say.
Whoa.
Yes, you know, that's something that I've said a lot in my activism. Yeah.
Yeah, someone should write that down. That's a quote, I reckon. Yeah. That's a
microplastics are a micro. Actually, I would say a mega menace is the full quote.
Keep the stumble. Keep the self-correction.
It's good as well.
It keeps it more real.
You don't go from micro to macro. You go from micro to mega as well, which I really like. when you boys take a bath, I know Hayden. I don't know if you can recall your last bath.
But I can because I'm
describe it in detail and prove it to us.
Let's hear about the bath.
I'm coming across as someone who's anti-bath. I'm incredibly pro-bath.
Yeah, okay.
I love baths. It's a horrible, unfortunate house
reality.
Doesn't have one.
Yeah.
So it's a brutal reality I live in. Yeah. It's bathless. My last. So this house, no bath. Last house had a bath. The bath was tiny. I couldn't lay down on it. Also, the bath was in backwards.
What do you mean?
It was a convex bath.
Just back.
He had a dome. You've got one room, then half the room is a dome.
You put the bath bomb and your belly just fizzles over as the water drains away.
I get a backwards fucking bath.
All I can use it to do is crack my back once a day. I lie down on the convex surface.
That's so funny. No,
but most baths you'll find there. New bars, anyway.
Sure.
There's one side that's quite a steep angle, right?
It's so like an incline to it, yeah.
Well, it's kind of like 90 degree almost, but then obviously the corner is curved, obviously.
Yeah.
But then the
other side will have a bit that's designed for the back, and that's almost like a 45 degree angle.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of them, except they put the 45 degree angle part, because it was also a bath and shower. They put that part right underneath where you stand for a shower and next to the tap. So you couldn't lay on that bit because the tap would get in your back and you also couldn't stand properly in the shower. And if you like laid the other way, it was incredibly uncomfortable.
Wow.
So I never used it.
That's
and the
bad.
House before that, I didn't have a bath. And in the house before that, I did have a bath, but that was pre-bath bomb days.
Wow. Yeah, fair.
I was going with that. I guess
now, allow me to tell you my ongoing bath saga. Yes,
Please do.
Okay, so
mine really fizzled out. So
fizzled out like the beautiful power of a bath bomb. So still beautiful.
Only mine fizzled out interestingly.
My family home, we had a bathtub. Mm-hmm. We had a shower as well. I very rarely use a bathtub, but every now and then I would take a big old soak with my portable DVD player.
Put it up on the toilet.
Yes! Alexi, you love movies.
I love movies, dude. I love also at this point in time TV shows. I put a couple of episodes of The Shield up on there, The Sopranos perhaps, Soak Back, relax.
I bet you seem like a guy that would watch
I've actually never seen more than one episode of The Wire. Not part of my journey yet, but in the future, it shall be part of my life.
We have no time. You're always watching movies.
It's true, but I did buy it on Blu-ray, so I will be watching it. Guys, stay tuned for one day, I'm sure, hearing my lukewarm takes on The Wire.
hey, actually, The Wire turns out pretty good.
Yeah. As I've heard. Then when my partner and I moved out, we moved out into a lovely Art Deco apartment, and it had a bathtub cum shower. Oh, yuck. I pronounced that. I didn't put enough pause in there. I didn't put enough break in between those words. I didn't put the right amount.
Fair enough, man, that you didn't use that much. That's fucking horrendous.
That doesn't sound good, dude.
Every time you turn the tap, oh, okay.
It's like Ghostbusters 2, except it's not purple slime. But yes, we had one of those, it's a bathtub, and then the head of a shower comes out of it. Mm. But it actually, if you were to imagine a bathtub, like the oval shape of a bathtub, the shower head, you would imagine would come out one of the smaller heads of the oval. In this case, it came out directly in the middle, like in the middle of it. So it would always spray water if you didn't have the curtain closed. Spray water everywhere.
I don't know if I'm picturing this correctly. So the bathtub is long, and the shower came out of the wall into the middle of the bath.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it would just overshoot the bathtub.
Yes. It could absolutely just you could just shower
came out sideways instead of lengthways.
Exactly. That's how I would say it if I had live my life again and save myself
few minutes. It's your only regret.
You could go back.
The two regrets: calling it a bathtub cum shower and not explaining it so efficiently.
And then this place that we're currently living in now, we moved in here a few months ago. There's a whole new situation going on. We moved from a place that had just a shower, and this place has bathtub and shower separate.
No.
Let me tell you, this is my bane of my existence currently.
Really?
This is the only bad thing about this place. Really, it is. We've got... Yeah. So, if you are to imagine this place, there is a wall that is the window to the outside world directly next to that.
It's a wall
that's
a window.
Well, you know, there's a wall, and inside wall that wall, window. At some point, there is a window.
There's a window, sure.
There's a wall, there's a hole in it, but to cover that hole, there's some glass.
Great. Okay.
And then just inside, we've got the bathtub. It's quite small, but it's in there. Directly next to the bathtub, moving into the room, we've got the toilet. Moving into the room from the toilet is the shower. These are all in rapid succession to each other. And if you are to use the toilet that is trapped between the bathtub and the shower, there is not much room. So I've had to change my daily habit and my daily style, my sitting style, if you will.
What do you mean?
Life has drastically changed.
Upper deckers every time.
Can you describe your previous style and then the changes you've had to make?
Previous sitting style, sit down, no problem, a wide stance. Here, there's
so much spread.
I'm a spreader when I'm on the loo.
Of course.
Yeah, fair.
You gotta get a girth. You're giving you're giving life to something.
Absolutely. Are you a elbows on your knees kind of guy when you sit? Spread elbows on your knees.
Jackson, I do whatever it takes to get the job done. And that's what I've had to do. I've had to adapt. Here I'm sitting down in this cramped space. Mm-hmm. My legs are pushed together. Like as if someone
is
if I'm on public transport and sharing the space with someone and I can't manspread. So what I've had to do, I've had to think of ways to get around this because it's not something you do when you look at a new flat. You don't take shit to see if it's going to be usable,
Maybe you should. Maybe people should start doing that.
If there's any lesson to take away, it's that,
Imagine if I'm if I'm doing a walkthrough with a flat and I go to the real estate, just give me a minute in here, and he just sees me straining.
Can
you slide one of those brochures underneath the door, please? They didn't leave anything in here. But so now what I have to do is I have to swing my leg over into the bathtub to have a wide stance.
What?
Yes, I've got to swing.
That's crazy.
How deep is the bath? Are your knees level?
Well, only one leg. I'm not like a witch riding a broomstick where they sit on it sideways.
Get outside, on the toilet.
I know. But the floor of the bath surely isn't the same elevation as the floor of the toilet, of the bathroom.
It's actually
your knees. How uneven are you?
It's high. It's uneven, but you know, I have to make compromises.
Yeah.
Sure. It's not ideal, I guess.
No. It's not my dream. It's not my dream come true. But yeah, so I have to do a swing onto the bathtub. So I've got a wide stance. And you know what? There's something fun about it now.
It's a bit of a novelty way to shit.
I'm worried now that, like, whenever I have to, like, go to... If I move from this place, I'm going to have to, like, bring some sort of, like, a bucket in where I can, like, rest my foot up.
A bucket with a brick on it.
You become used to a certain style of shitting. Yeah, that's fair. I really like to... shit naked. I feel powerful when I shit naked, fully nude. Yeah. Wow. You know, like if you're about to get in the shower and you're like, actually, before I jump in, let me just go to the bathroom. There's something, I feel like a mob boss when I'm sitting there, legs over, you know, belly dangling. I don't know, something about it feels good. I feel powerful.
Why do you feel like a mob boss?
I don't know, I just do.
I don't get me wrong, I completely agree. When I was a kid, I used to, not before a shower, just having a shit. Not all at once. I wouldn't like strip to do it, but I'd sit down.
Savor the moment.
Off, and all of a sudden, I'm straining, shirt's coming off. I'm fighting. I'm fighting for my life in here. So, and then I wouldn't, because I was a kid.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't put my clothes back on.
So you're just running around nuts.
Yeah,
and
wow.
Like, what? Why? I'm like, oh, I was just taking a shit. So
I think one of the worst. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. You know, in the past, I was said, now this is a man that's crazy.
Yeah.
But. Having had to adapt my own life, one thing that you can't do if you're trying to swing your leg while you're sitting down, you can't do it with pants around
those
ankles.
Can't have pants on.
So
does that mean most of the time you're just like top and nothing from the waist down?
Usually I'm Winnie the Pooh style on
Or
completely nud. I'll fling the shirt off as well.
I can start flinging. I haven't done a naked poo before. Like, well, I've done it before a shower, obviously. Because obviously, right?
Yeah, okay, but sure.
Just a regular poop. Maybe I'll just go full nude.
See what it's like. See if you love it.
Afterwards, see how that feels.
I had a friend at uni that that's his whole life. And even at school, he would get nut in the cubicle.
Really?
Yes.
That's why they got the hooks on there.
Was he one of those kids that in primary school to piss at a urinal, pants all the way down to his ankles?
Because I feel like his pants fully off.
He'd hang them up. He'd hang them up. Walk over with his hands by his sides.
Hands on his hips.
Yeah.
What do you think about when you're in the bath? And I just have started to think about this now.
Now, are you fully in the bath or is it just 1 foot while you're doing your shit? Because
in this scenario, you got to be fully in the bath. Okay. Is the plug hole always away from your legs in the bath? Or are you sometimes sitting on the plug hole?
What do you mean away from your legs?
I mean, sorry, like, so is a bath designed so that your legs are where the plug, like your feet are on the plug hole? Are some baths designed so that you're sitting on the plug hole when you have a bath?
That's a backwards bath if you're sitting on the plug hole.
Yeah. If you're sitting on the plug hole, you got to be careful because there's a little movie called Final Destination 4 or just actually, I believe it's just called The Final Destination where someone's entire body, their innards get sucked out of a pool, like a pool is draining. And they fall down
into
the drain.
I don't think that could happen in a bath, though, right? Like, I could put my anus on the bath plug, I'd be fine. I could risk that, and I'd be okay, yeah?
It might clean you out, I don't know. It might not be completely damaging.
But that's what I wanted to check. I just was like, I've flipped around and given it a go, and it's bad. And I just wanted to know if that was per design.
Well, in my backwards bath, the plug hole was right down the other end. And so when you're having a shower, like all the water would, you know, have to drain all the way. And because it was a very old house, the bath had a big divot in it from just like the water had made a divot in there because it was so old.
The bath at my parents' place that I had as a teenager, at one point, it just started draining into my parents' bedroom.
Oh my God.
And I was just never allowed back in. That was it. I would always be like, are we going to fix it? They'd be like, we'll get around to it. And so baths were just off the table. So when we got here, oh man, I was so happy to have a bath. And what I do is we've got a little Google Home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure somewhere in the packaging it says, do not get this wet. But she's surviving. And I bring her into the bath and I get her to play music. But because it's loud in there, It's often a lot of me screaming at the Google Home while I'm wet, trying to get her to play music that she won't play. It's very frustrating.
Yes.
But that's, yeah, that's kind of my bath routine. But I should get back into bath bombs because I like the idea of it. The fizzing.
Absolutely.
The smell. Do you remember? My brother sent me a picture of these recently and it blew my mind because I'd completely forgotten they even existed. They were like these bath gels.
Yeah, and they were shaped like dinosaurs and
stuff.
Yeah!
What? I don't know what this is at all.
Yes.
What is it? This sounds exactly like something I would like.
They were like a capsule that was made out of a gelatinous material. And inside the capsule, there would be bath liquid of some kind. Like a,
yeah, like I guess like a soap or like something like that.
It would be in the shape of a dinosaur. Like I would, in my mind, I'm picturing a stegosaurus. I'm picturing a bronta or brachiosaurus.
Oh, yeah. I think I kind of, is it kind of like a Tide pod, but it's in the shape of a dinosaur?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think I do know this. Yeah.
Yeah. They were great. Bring them back. I just gave it a quick Google to see if I could find anything about it. And I found on blissbathandbody.com, they're called 90s beads.
Oh,
so I'm assuming.
90. I mean, that's when I would have been using them.
Yeah, me too. What do you think about the spa? What do you think about the spa in terms of bathing? Where do we fall on the spa?
Well, it's not for bathing, the spa.
But you get clean.
It's for relaxing. I don't know
if you get clean. Many times things I've done in a spa have been some of the most unclean and unholy things.
It's water at 30 or 40 degrees. That's like the danger zone.
Yeah, dude. It's like a cup of tea in there.
If you had mayonnaise next to a spa, it would go bad in half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I have such strong memories of when I just came out of high school, me and my friend, we house sat for my teacher, crazily enough, while he went away with his family.
This sounds like this is not a good story.
Anyway, so he had a spa.
He had a spa and he had a camera set up right in front of us.
And there was a mirror on the roof.
Here's the thing is that at the time, my friend was exploring his sexuality. And so he had a lot. And I mean a lot of dudes in that spa and a lot of what I don't hesitate to call orgies because I think they were more or less orgies that he had in that spa while we stayed in that house. And I don't know if my teacher knows that. I assume he doesn't. Mm. We did wreck it somehow. We apparently fucked the plumbing up of it in such a way that he was like, I don't know how you did this when he came back.
Probably some guy not involved in the orgy had to fuck the plumbing instead.
It was sabotage.
Yeah, I have such a strong memory of sitting in that spa surrounded by all of these guys and my friend and like just slowly having that realization that everybody was like way too intimate with each other and being like, this is my time to leave.
This is an orgy about to happen.
I'm in here thinking I'm getting clean. I thought this was a bath.
That's what it was like. I'm like, hand on a thigh. Oh, hand down pants. Oh, kissing. Oh, okay. I have become a stranger at this orgy. It's time for me to go. Fond memories. Fond memories. Well, what about the spa in general then? Do you like the spa? Are you fans of a spa? Would you have a spa in your house if you could?
My dad had one put in in my childhood home. And because I was probably 10 when he got it put in.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we got it, I'm like, all right, sweet. It's put in. Now we got to go shopping for spa toys. Get some inflatable business.
Yeah, nice.
And everyone's no, it's a spa. There's no toys. There's no floaty bits. I'm like, oh, well, fuck that then. And I didn't really use it.
You could play in a spa.
You could, but no one was into it.
That sucks. Yeah. I always remember as a kid going to the spa at the Eltham Leisure Centre and playing around and all the old men were like, this is not what the spa is for. But I was like, I'm here for horseplay, buddy. That's what I love. Yeah.
That's what I would like. I would love a horseplay spa, but no one's into it except me and you, Jackson.
It's fucked up. We need a horseplay spa at the studio.
I'll jump in too.
Yeah, Alexi, let's get in. But pushing each other over and whacking each other with pool noodles. And it would be quite nice.
Having a whole competition, who can hold their breath the longest.
I
would like that. I've not been in a spa in maybe 2 decades or something. It's been a long time. Maybe not that long. I think, you know, it has been a minute. It's been a few years since I've been inside a spa.
Yeah. Do you think, think you could cook in a spa?
Maybe you could poach an egg or a soft boil.
That's appealing.
You get a 50-degree spy, you could maybe do a real long soft.
You could do.
Maybe.
You know what you could do? You could do a ramen. You could do a ramen in a spa. That's.
I don't know. Maybe that's too.
No, you could,
you're not cooking the meat.
Soak and warm.
You cook the meat separate. It's like
if
a fur.
You cook it separate.
Okay, you put the meat in.
It's like the freeze dried. The freeze dried shit.
Yeah, you could have a ramen spa.
But
I
what are you are you cooking with the spa water or just in the spa using the heater?
I get in the spa with a cup of noodle. Okay.
Are you using the chlorinated water? You're putting stock and broth to replace it? What are you doing here?
This is just my stock bath bomb from earlier.
Okay.
I just dunk that in with me. I get a bunch of noodles. I chuck them in with me as well. I swim around in there. I put some freeze-dried meat in there, some peas or whatever.
Can
delicious.
I ask volume? Because it sounds like you're just emptying like one cup of soup noodles into a bath and going, oh, I love this. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was imagining just one. Do we think it would... Well, okay, say it was like approximate, you know, amounts. So to me and the spa or whatever.
Yeah, so you would be the size of like a utensil in a typical...
Yeah, I'd be like a big
fork. The folded over fork, yeah.
Do we think that it would taste different to if I hadn't been in there?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wait, are you saying... Okay, so ignore the chlorine. Ignore like all the people's stinky feet and stuff that have been in there for the whole time.
It's just a big bowl.
Ignore the leaves that are falling in. Ignore the
don't
bugs.
Worry about it actually being a spa. Let's imagine a
but
big
just
bowl.
Just you being in there.
Yeah.
Do you think it would affect the taste?
Do you think...
And you're in proportion to one serving, but the serving is the size of a spa.
Yeah. It's a question you're asking. If you were to jump into a big bowl of water, would that technically be a soup? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I suppose in many ways. Like if you took a spoon to it, like a gourmand, if you did a little... Would you be able to be like, oh, I can taste that Jackson has in some way flavored this with his body and his oils or whatever?
Probably depends how long ago you showered.
Yeah, well, and how long you sit in the bath. Like, if you're in the bowl for, 30 minutes, probably not. If you're in there for a day or two, I think that there would be even gelatinous material in there.
That's bad. That's real bad. So, well, what do we think would be the amount of time I'd need to be in there? And how clean would I need to be? Like, to get the perfect Jackson soup, what's the recipe?
Can such a thing exist?
Yeah. Take the word perfect out of it, please, and we can maybe continue with this.
I think
an adequate Jackson soup.
Yeah, what
you
is
got,
a
I mean, you
serviceable
start
Jackson soup?
You got to
you know?
Start with the base three of French cooking, which is carrots, celery, and onion.
Yeah, perfect,
absolutely.
Delicious.
The holy trinity.
Yeah.
You put that in a boiling thing of water. And then just jump on in. And that's it. That'll do it.
And some seasoning. I can jump in.
Oh, salt and pepper, of course.
A handful of bay leaves or something.
Oh,
bay
yeah.
leaves in your pockets or some shit
Jackson
like that.
Bay leaves.
Okay, now that's awesome.
All right.
We've
now we're talking.
A freaking name for the soup. There we go.
I would love to do like a cooking channel where I try this stuff out. This is like the time I...
Will you
I don't
try know. And cook yourself into a soup?
I'm not going to get... It's at a temperature that is, you know, not going to kill me or whatever. But this is like the time I
but
talked
uncomfortable.
To... Yeah, I'm hot. I'm really hot. This is like the time I was like, what if I could cook a whole chicken inside a dryer? Because I'd love to try and do that too. Because I think that'd be doable. I think you could put a chicken in a dryer, leave it on for however long, and then pull it out, you get a whole dryer cooked chicken. You know?
It'd be... Huh.
I really would advise against eating it, though. I would not. I think you can do the experiment, but as long as the experiment doesn't end with you eating it, that's why, as your friend, that's what I'm saying.
I think you're onto something, Jackson, because there's that thing like where you can cook a salmon in a dishwasher.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just,
and it's
I'm
one
just
of
having...
the most famous, beautiful dishes. It's so beautiful.
It's all they eat in Paris.
Yeah.
So, okay. What is. Because I'm trying to find out what temperature chicken is not safe at and what temperature a dryer cooks at.
A dryer gets very hot. I would say up there.
Not hot enough. Because a dryer is 135 degrees Fahrenheit. Chicken needs to be cooked at 100.
What the fuck's that? That could be anything. I don't know.
Well, a chicken needs to be cooked at 165 Fahrenheit. So clearly.
Okay. And that's just the internal temperature of the chicken, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not going to get that hot. It's not going to get.
Unless you, like, spatchcocked it and you flattened it out.
So 52 degrees Celsius is what it needs to get to cook, and is what a dryer needs to get to.
To cook.
And a chicken needs to be 165. I mean, sorry, it needs to be 73 degrees 73. Celsius.
Yeah. Right.
So you might struggle to cook a chicken in a dryer. That's disappointing.
Okay, here's Here's my suggestion. Yeah. Uh-huh. You get, this is probably extremely dangerous, actually.
Okay. But
if you just heat up like a cast iron ball of some kind.
Oh, yeah.
We had very similar ideas, Alexi.
It will raise the temperature.
Well, that's I was thinking hot coals. You put some hot coals in like a Weber or something.
I actually think coals is better than a cast iron sphere, which I suggested, which would probably go astronomically hot and fast bashing around this.
Yeah, it would just bounce around so much. It would just the dryer would just probably explode.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
You're probably tearing apart a house.
It probably causing some damage. You can't. You're doing something you can't take back. You know.
Yeah. If you put hot coals in a dryer, that's safe and sound.
Yes.
Well, but it's cool to know that you could probably do it with like a steak because you can. You know, steak temperature for being cooked is much lower, so you could probably cook a steak in a dryer.
It is cool to know that.
I think that's great.
Are you putting it in foil or what's the...
No!
Oh, dude.
No, you just handball it in there like a football and you slam it shut, put it on for an hour or whatever, you walk away from it, come back, pull out your juicy, delicious steak.
Set it to medium rare.
You put it in, you put a little pat of butter in there with it and just flops around in there.
I reckon you should get one of those washer dryers, put the pat of butter inside the receptacle to put the liquid in there. Yeah.
That's good.
Imagine the sudsy color on the front of the dryer as it rolled around inside. Oh,
well,
spectacular.
Actually, we're onto something here because I know a washing machine, you can cook or you can get the water to 90 degrees or 95 it's very near boiling.
So you could boil a chicken in a washing machine then.
Yeah, you could boil a chicken.
So what about this? Okay, this is the recipe. Let's finish on this, okay? This is chicken a la laundry room, okay? So you got to cook the chicken through in the washing machine. Yep. Right? You can put whatever flavors, whatever brine you want there in there to, you know, properly
cook
it
through.
That's
where you put your stocks in and your oils.
Then you take it out and you put it in the dryer just for crisping.
To finish it up. Yep.
Just for crisping. Yes.
With some fresh herbs.
Yeah. Okay. And some maybe some chips or whatever. And then you pull it out into a laundry basket. Delicious.
I don't think the chips...
You put in with some chips they cook inside there.
I don't think the chips will cook inside. The chips then you cook like way hotter than chicken.
I think otherwise
it's a flawless and perfect way to cook
Thank
chicken.
Thank you. I think so.
It would come out in like bite-sized pieces as well, I'm certain,
shredded in there, absolutely. You would get little bits of chicken stuck in the little holes on the inside of the dryer.
Oh, yeah,
burned to it.
Cleaning the filter of that.
Yeah.
No, it's like a good skillet. It like leaves a layer or whatever.
Yeah, you season your dryer the next time it's even tastier.
Beautiful.
Put in some red wine, deglaze your dryer. Mm.
Oh, my gosh, that's like six meals.
Exactly. Wow. If somebody does this, I refuse any culpability for the damage you will cause to your house and laundry equipment.
And I've made my stance pretty clear that I don't think it should be done, so...
I reckon go for it.
Yeah.
I reckon try it.
See what happens. Mm. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Hayden Bleachmore.
And I've been Alexi Toliopoulos.
Alexi Toliopoulos, where can we find you if we want more of you?
Oh, I'm all over this network, dude.
You
can listen to Total Reboot, my podcast about movies with Cameron James. We are currently doing a mini-series about the Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore romantic comedy trilogy.
Oh, hell yeah.
And it has been
off. 51st Dates?
51st Dates, The Wedding Singer, and Blended.
Oh, yes. Blended, yes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Blended.
Blended's all right. I remember enjoying Blended. It's okay.
I am actually about to watch Blended. That would have been the next thing I did before this podcast came into my life and changed it forever.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, Blended. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Yeah, check them out.
Awesome. Check them out. It's funny. It's cool. It's beautiful. And we just had the guys from The Worst Idea of All Time on the podcast, Tim and Guy. So it'd be real fun.
They're great guys.
That rolls.
Anyway, see you guys in a bath.